Hello, everybody. I hope you're having a fantastic day. We're going to look at John chapter 2, verse 9 today. Let me read this passage. I love this story. This is the first miracle the Lord Jesus exercised in his earthly journey. John 2, verse 9. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew. We're going to zero in on that statement, the servants knew. In this amazing story, our Lord performs, as I said, his first miracle. And of all places, he does it at a wedding. Praise God, he can still do miracles in the marriages of today. Yet in this particular wedding, the bride and groom had run out of wine. Non-alcoholic, by the way. There were some dignitaries at this wedding, and it could have gotten pretty embarrassing to the young newlyweds had Jesus not showed up. I should tell you that he was invited to the wedding, and that is why he showed up. If you want him to show up in your marriage, it's always good to have both parties in the marriage invite him. The Lord called upon some servants, we don't know their names, to fill some water pots with water, then draw from one of them, or one of the water pots, and give a cup to the governor. They did this, and the governor was really pleased at the taste of the wine. He acknowledged it as the best wine of the day. The governor had no idea that the water had just turned to wine. He was just the recipient of the blessing. I'd like to pause and just make a statement. Even in the church, oftentimes we'll see an extra blessing of God in the church. Something almost supernatural, maybe in the sense of seeing people get saved, something being provided. And so the whole church is rejoicing. And there's always that element in the church who's been working behind the scenes, praying and serving. And when they see that happen, there's extra joy there because of what they've put into it. They've been seeking the blessing of God. And then you've got that other element that they show up and they just know, well, this is exciting, this is good, and they keep coming. And yet the servants knew. The servants knew the difference. They were mindful of the of why God had blessed. So anyways, we praise God that the servants knew. What a joy to serve Jesus and see him turn water into wine. The fact is, if you want to see a miracle, you should start by dispensing the living water, that is the gospel, to thirsty people. Now listen, they may not all listen, they may not all receive, and they may not all rejoice, but some will. And for those that do, what a delight. Note, these servants had no idea that Jesus was going to do beforehand. When the Lord Jesus said, fill those earthen vessels with water and then dispense, he did not tell them, I'm going to turn this to wine. He didn't say that. He just gave them a command, asked them to follow it, and they did. Now that's interesting because we learned something here. They were not motivated by a miracle. They were motivated by the master. Now let's consider this for a moment. We could save ourselves a whole lot of disappointment in the Lord's work if we were motivated by pleasing the Master versus seeing a miracle. Not everything we do for the Lord will turn into a miracle, but it is all worthy of our doing if the Master has told us to do it. Too often our service is prompted by the miracle, and when it doesn't take place, we get the wind knocked out of us spiritually. Friend, is Jesus worthy of our service or not? Does he have to perform for us to serve him? Has he not done enough in the sense of dying on the cross for our sins, giving us mercy and grace? Let me ask you, you can be sure you won't see a miracle if you don't serve. But don't let the miracle be your main motive. May the Lord help us to enjoy the work as much as the result. God bless you, and I hope you have a fantastic day today. Until we meet again.